I'm with Sir Wolf. Can you tell us how you got involved with No Fit State and what roles you've done over the years?
Originally, I started working, I can't remember what year it was, but I was working in the kitchen with Fatina, doing the catering for everybody. And
how did you get involved with No Fit State then?
That was through John Aston. He was doing the driving work at the time and inquired if there was any catering jobs going, and that's when I started working with Fatina. So
you were a cook before, were you?
Yeah, I was doing the catering in a pub, local pub, which also done outside catering events up to 500 people and stuff like that. So, but still coming to work for a circus was a whole new experience, and like trying to explain to people that I was working for a circus, they thought I was pulling their leg. But yeah, experience is working, because there's food types that I'd never had to deal with before.
Yeah, tell us about that. What sort of weird dietary habits have you had to deal with over the years?
Working in pubs, it's normally just normal meal daily stuff where everybody eats everything that you make, apart from exceptions where you get the odd person coming in asking if there's any dairy or wheat or something. But over the years where there's having to do with vegans, where it's soya and they can't have various things in their diet, and it was quite amusing trying to adapt to it, not always getting it right. But
so who are the most difficult people you've ever cooked for? State the worst allergy that you've ever...
Well, it's the worst really was a young lady called Emily, whose dietary requirements were really hard to cope with, because there was so much that she couldn't have. She actually had to go to the shops and buy her own ingredients, which she would be refunded for out of the budget, but so that I didn't make any mistakes and so that I knew that I wasn't poisoning her.
So what, she was allergic to a whole bunch of stuff? Yeah, do you remember what she was allergic to?
Oh, crikey, there was wheat. The only decent thing about it was she was a meat eater. That was one good thing, but there was a lot of additives in tins and stuff like that.
There was to dairy.
Yeah, there was dairy, wheat,
gluten,
and
vinegar.
There was various stuff. There was so much of it that I had a sheet of paper full of all the stuff that she couldn't have. And in the end, it was just so much easier asking her to buy whatever, certain flours and ingredients that she could have in dishes. And I used to keep it in a special box. She had her own special pot. She had her own special tray for doing things in the oven. And it all got kept separate. And not only at that time, there was a gentleman called Paul. He was another one. He couldn't have peppers, onions, leek, anything to do with onions.
Spices, vinegar.
Yeah,
chocolate.
Spices, vinegar, chocolate.
And they were both on the same tour, weren't they? They were both on tour with Barricade.
They were both on tour with Barricade. So, yeah, that was 2 years of getting things. And I think there was only once I actually done a proper mess up, and that was for Paul, where I was doing stuffed peppers for everybody and forgetting that Paul can't have the peppers and didn't put it in another vegetable. So I handed Paul the stuffed pepper and he looked at me as if I was stupid, and I looked at Paul, I looked at the dish and I went, "Oh shit, I'm so sorry." I says, "I've still got some filling, don't worry, I'll make you something else."
So you've been on tour since about, I think it was about 2005 or 2006.
No, I started, it was a couple of years after John.
Maybe 2007? What did you, were you on tour with Immortal or Taboo?
I was on the last year of Immortal.
So 2007.
Yeah.
I think that was for Tina's last year with the main company as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we've travelled far and wide. One of my favourite places was Avignon. That was so hot. Everybody had their own little paddling pools that they'd come out of their various vehicles and get into in the morning and then go for their showers before they went to work in the evening. And it was an eco compound we were in. Toilets were eco-friendly. Showers was a hose pipe going along the floor.
The water was already hot in the hose pipe by the time you got to use it, wasn't it?
Sometimes it was too hot in the hose pipe. You had to let it run until it cooled down. And by the end of it, it was bitterly cold. But it worked. Them that didn't want cold showers, some did want cold showers. So they all timed it so that whatever water was available. But yeah, we've gone through Belgium, Holland, Germany, loads of different places in France I can't remember the names of. And Barricade, we toured the UK, which was great. Being born and bred in the UK and only visiting some of the places that you'd never have thought of coming off the motorway to see was...
But toured in... It was 9 venues and 5 of them were in the UK and 4 of them were in France, weren't they? So we were back and forward across the channel all the time as well.
And then it was like sometimes where we'd done like 2 or 3 in a row with Barricade. That was the second year, wasn't it? When we'd done a lot in the UK. And we were just... That was great. Winchester, Barrow and Furness, which is on the way home to see my mum. And it's like... When you're on the motorway, you don't deviate unless you've got to. So I've seen a lot of places in the UK that I would never have even dreamt of.
So what do you like about working for the circus, Cincy?
It's friendly. It's like having another family. We all try to help each other. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. If we need somebody to shout at, if we need somebody's shoulders to cry on, it's just another family.
So I noticed the chef in the kitchen right now has got a broken arm.
Yes, I've been in helping out as and when I can. I was like,
they haven't persuaded you to take up cooking again then?
No, I don't think my health could take it anymore. That's why I gave it up in the first place. I don't mind helping out and doing the odd week here or there, but normally by the end of the week, my joints are so done in, I can't do it anymore, not even at home.
When was the last time you cooked for the circus properly?
I cooked a week for Ali. When was that? It was only...
Beginning of June in Newbury.
Yeah, June in Newbury this year. And I done a week catering there.
Where were we?
In the town centre.
Well, we were in that creation centre, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, and that was... The kitchen there was great, but they didn't have half the utensils that you needed or anything like that, but we succumbed and worked our way round everything, and it was like I say, by the end of the week when I got home, it was like I was glad to get home and give my arms a rest because they were killing me. So, but yeah, I still enjoy the catering. I'd love still to be doing it full time, but it's just not good for me anymore. But I still go in at least every other day into the kitchen and do a bit of prep. And
I'm sure he needs some help at the moment.
Yeah, well, he's got Max coming in. He's coming in and helping a lot, and he's got some other youngsters coming in to help, whether it's just doing a bit of prep or some dishes or whatever. So
you're actually a bit of a lady of leisure on tour this year then?
I am, and it's nice and novel and I can do as I please, but I'm normally roped into doing little bits of this and little bits of that.
Of course, there's no real leisure at the circus, but
no, there's not. I help John when he needs help on the trucks because it's not always a one-man job. If he's doing repairs, I'll help in the kitchen when needed. Or drive people back and forth to airports, hospitals if needed, help in the kitchen if needed. But other than that, I take my leisure time quite seriously.
Yeah. But you're still on tour even though you're not working?
Yeah, because it's still part of a family. And you enjoy meeting the new people that come and the old people from before that you already know. And it's great to see how they all intermingle and get on with each other. Sometimes, to begin with, it's normally a bit rocky because they don't know each other. But within a month, they're all bantering about. And it's great to see.
What's your favourite thing about the circus?
The moving about, getting to new places.
And what's the worst thing about the circus?
Sometimes it's a long, long drives. Because I normally drive with the trucks and they can do long hours, especially if there's breakdowns where we have to drive a bit further than normal in the daytime to get to somebody that's broken down and try and get them sorted, even if it's just... If we can't do anything, they can have hot food. And
so I interviewed a driver from 1996 a couple of weeks ago, and he was still complaining about the vehicles and them breaking down, so nothing's changed in the last 20 years.
No. As much as the vehicles get repaired and everything like that, and they are up to a certain standard... You can't help it. It doesn't matter these days whether they're old or new. Something's going to go, it's going to go. And it's normally when we're on the long drives. It's all right on the short ones. We can normally deal with that. But it's on the long ones, and that's the ones that normally knack us up the schedule.
Yeah, anything else you'd like to say?
All I can say is good luck for the future. No fit states.
Thank you.